of ratings scrambled past him. One of the ratings slipped and fell. Jay staggered over, helped him up. It was Barker, part of the gun crew. He looked terrified. Then the deck lurched again and he crashed into the black mirror of the sea. Jay clutched hold of Barker as they dropped down through the freezing water. His limbs felt so heavy, but he started to kick, to push himself up. Something rushed past him, going down. Wreckage? One of the crew? What? Jay's fingers were numb, hooked into Barker's uniform. Don't let go. It's okay. You can do this. Wasn't that what Keisha always used to say? He kicked harder. I can do this. Then Barker's body was wrenched away from him. Thrashing through the water, Jay finally broke back through the surface. He stared round. No sign of his ship. Or Barker. No sign of anyone. Only him. Floating alone in endless shadow. For a long, eerie moment he felt almost calm, lulled by the wash of the sea. Then something closed around his ankle and plucked him back beneath the waves. Something slammed into his back and punctured the skin at the back of his neck. It wasn't black down here anymore. There was a red, warning glow coming from somewhere. Like he was being dragged slowly down into hell.